Our next guest, of course, knows about the game inside and out. He's the great Jason Stark. He writes for The Athletic. He's got his own TV show, Baseball Stories with Jason Stark. He's a contributor to MLB Network. He's brought to us by Everfresh Juices and Juice Drinks, Nature's Refreshment with over 40 flavors to get you through extra innings every day. Jason, I talked to you today. The Phillies are in first place.
Just like we all expected, Mike.
There you go. How many wins did you predict at the beginning of the season?
I did not predict it.
I didn't predict it on the show?
77?
Yeah, I thought you were in the 70s, yeah.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't. I mean, so much has happened that you never would have envisioned. Like, would you have envisioned Zach Eflin being this guy? Did you envision Sir Anthony Dominguez being this guy? I mean, think of all the stuff that had to happen for them to be in this position. It's amazing.
Well, I got to ask you the general question. How do they win? You're exactly right.
They're now last in the major leagues in defensive run saves, so they don't catch the ball. They haven't really hit. They hit sometimes. They have not scored runs the way they drew it up. They win primarily because their starting pitching has been about as consistent and especially healthy as any team in the league. And they win every one-run game. It's amazing.
It is a pretty amazing story. So I got to ask you this because a caller brought it up. I think it's unfathomable, but he says that the Phillies will win 100 games.
No.
All right. They'd have to go 50-22, right? Win 100 games.
Well, what about the team says 50-22?
No, it's impossible. The Yankees can't go 50-22. No, I agree. But do you see a division championship in their current form? I know we're talking about adding a player, and we'll get to that in a second. But in their current form, do they win a division?
I still think the Nationals, if they ever get healthy, are the best team. But they haven't played like it, and they have created this opportunity. And I thought until 2 weeks ago that the Braves were better because they have a better offense, and they've got more pitchers with high-end stuff and the ability to dominate. But you know, some of those guys have kind of taken a step back. They've had some health issues. There's just this incredible opportunity. And, you know, in the column I have up on The Athletic today, I look at greatest turnarounds between All-Star breaks in history. The Phillies last year at the break, Mike, were 29-58. That's a winning percentage that would get you to 108 losses. And now they're 12 games over 500.
It is amazing. So I guess the next rung we have to go to is the manager must be making a difference.
Yeah, well, and I picked him as the manager of the year, and I didn't expect to do that either when the season started. But just to finish this off, to find the last team that had a winning percentage that bad at one All-Star break and then a winning percentage this good the next year, you have to go back to the 1934-35 White Sox. There's never been a team in the National League that ever did this. Now they have to finish off the week. Mm-hmm. But what we're seeing is almost unprecedented. And how does the manager not get credit for creating the culture that's allowed this to happen?
Yeah, I guess you're right. And it's going to, you know, he comes manager of the year. It's going to be a shock to a lot of Philly fans. Let's talk about what they can do here to add. And I know that we've been talking about the third base situation. But first, let's talk about the Machado situation. Is that viable at all? Or are you just kind of looking past that at this point?
My impression of that is they're still in touch, but they're kind of positioning themselves as get back to us if everything else falls apart that you've got going with the Dodgers and the Brewers and the Diamondbacks and I don't believe the Yankees, but I mean, they have talked. If everything else falls apart there, the Phillies have lots of prospects they can give them. They just don't want to give up the marquee guys. So
how do you feel about it? Highly unlikely. All right, how do you feel about giving up? Like, suppose Sixto Sanchez in the deal. Would you be against that?
I would, because it doesn't guarantee you keeping Manny. Now, if this were a situation where Manny said, hey, I'd love to be in Philadelphia, I'll open a window, and then the Phillies give him $400 million and he signs, that's different. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, but the other side of that coin is, like, what it does for you. Like, it's a special position to be close, right? And they're in the throes of that. So should you be thinking about, like, him not signing, or should you be thinking about what he does for you as far as the playoffs go?
Right. Now, you know, he's probably worth, let's just make a projection based on the kind of player he is, can be. He can be worth 3 to 5 wins the second half, and that's probably the difference in the division.
But to me, that's a no-brainer. This is Philadelphia now, Jason. Our mindset has changed. We now have to go for stuff.
It's really tempting. I'll give you that. It's really tempting. Is this a win the World Series team if you trade for Manny Machado, though?
No, probably not.
It's
but not. But you never know. You never know.
All right, look over their system. Mm-hmm. Who in that entire system has a chance to be a number one starter besides
you raise a good point, but again, he's 19. So,
yeah,
like,
we
said the same thing about Kyle Drabek. You know?
I don't know that I said that.
Well, you know, people were saying.
But that was different because Roy Halladay was coming in and didn't stick around a while.
Okay. Let's talk about the third base situation, because, you know, the word is Moustakas is what they're interested in. And Franco started to hit. I'm looking at the numbers, and, you know, Moustakas has more home runs than RBIs, and he has a better war. But Franco kind of tops him in every category. Why would he be such an upgrade over Franco here?
Well, that's what they've got to decide. Is he an upgrade? Mike Moustakas has been there and done it. He's been a winning player on a team that won the World Series. And he's built for this park. He would hit a ton of home runs in this park. And right now, if you talk to people who've seen a lot of the Royals, they think he's just been dragged down by the disaster around him.
Okay.
They're 40 games under 500. And so that's the argument for Mike Moustakas. But now, you've got something interesting going on. Michael Franco, I don't know how to explain this, has been playing as well as he's played in a long time, maybe since his rookie year. And stack up his numbers next to O'Doul's, you would have a hard time telling whose was whose.
Yeah. No, I got it. And Moustakas hitting left-handed is an advantage. You're a lot of more right-handed pitchers. And
Absolutely. So, yeah. But here's the thing they've got to decide, is what they're seeing from Michael now, a guy who has realized that it's time to get serious, and time not to take his ability for granted, and then not be so comfortable, and to be this player, or is he just going to go back at some point to being the same guy he's always been?
He's scary. All right, so De Los Santos last night, admirable job by the kid. And you have a stat. I don't got to try to take a stab at this. He's the third youngest Philly starter to win his Major League debut in the last 25 years.
Yeah, all right,
so
try to guess.
The names of the two who were younger, okay? There are two guys I have in mind, but they played before that 25 years. So I renege on my answer. So tell me who they are.
Both these guys pitched a long time. One was Brett Myers.
Really?
The other was a guy who pitched a long time, but not here, Gavin Floyd.
Ah, Gavin Floyd. He was once the Sixto Sanchez.
he really was. He was the third pick in the draft.
That's correct.
Like, who are you gonna guess? Because there's some great names if you go back farther.
I went to Charlie Hudson and David Downs.
I didn't go back that far.
Yeah, all right.
Kevin Gross was on the list.
Kevin Gross, okay.
Jason Grimsley. Randy Wolf was on the list, if you go back far enough.
Oh, okay. Charlie Hudson didn't do it?
I didn't go back that far.
All right. Jason, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you.
Great to talk to you, Mike.
There he is, the great Jason Stark.